Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
And welcome back. Harold Mester with you tonight. We are in the studio with Supervisor Jerry Broderick. He's the chairman of the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee, and Sue Black, the Parks Director from Milwaukee County. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
You know, we've kind of made this an annual segment here at the start of summer to have both of you on to talk about all of the fun things that are happening in the parks. You have so many things going on, some new things this year, and you're celebrating the 105th anniversary for Milwaukee County Parks. So yeah. Where do we start?
I have an idea. Let's start with qualitative judgments, not made by us, but by others. You know, it was announced last Friday, for those who may not have picked up on it, that Sue Black is this year's recipient of the Norman Gill Award from the Public Policy Forum, one of the most prestigious local awards granted.
Congratulations.
On an annual basis.
Oh, Jerry, you didn't have to start with that.
Now, she can add that to the Rose Award, which you'll recall was 2009, I think.
I believe that right now Sue is a rose between two
forms. Like, you know, yeah. Either way, you don't have to go on. I appreciate you doing that, Jerry, and that...
I could talk about the Rose Award, the National Gold Medal Award, but Sue is not aware of the fact that, she's aware of the fact she's also been awarded, but of course her modesty would prohibit her. National Association of County Parks will be presenting on July 15th in Pittsburgh a National Fellowship Award to Sue for her achievements as a parks administrator. So the beat goes on.
Outstanding. Sue, as you're accepting the Academy Award here.
I don't know what to say. It's an honor. It really is. I guess, you know, I say that if I wrote a book, it would be one of the chapters would be Passion and Carrots. I don't know where this is coming from. But, you know, I have a passion for what I do. I think we all do. And sometimes in public service, if you will, there's not a lot of carrots out there. In fact, sometimes it can be the opposite. And it's things like this that do fill your cup. And it's not a finish line. It's inspiring to, okay, now what's next? What can we go do to make it a better community? And I guess the bottom line is if you're doing the right thing, you're doing the right thing.
So. You had a great ceremony yesterday on Saturday at McKinley Park. You had hundreds, if not thousands, of people there celebrating the 105th. You also kicked off the Park People's Passport program.
Right. What we're trying to do is to really just, again, bring awareness, but we want to make it fun and we want to make people really understand more of the park system. I think people may know their neighborhood parks or they know a segment of the Oak Leaf Trail, but they don't know the 106 miles. They don't know all of it. So it's a passport that you go out and you get the stamps. And then at the end of the summer, you're eligible to win a whole bunch of different prizes. And tomorrow's the kickoff.
Well, the kickoff has occurred.
Either way, the whole point is to get people out and get them involved in the 105th anniversary. So if you want to go to countyparks.com, through anything, through our time here together, put countyparks.com on your favorite list, and you can find out everything that we're going to talk about. It's all on there. So if there's a day where you're like with the kids, a family, your sweetie pie, whatever, you don't know what to do, most of our stuff is free, and you can go out and just have a really good time in your own backyard. So that's with the Discovery Tour.
I'm still amazed that we had countyparks.com. How did we end up with it? Someone had some foresight
that
on that.
That wasn't me. I'll give that credit to previous administration. Okay. So when I got here and I'm like, wow, we got that? That's awesome. So it always pops up first on the list, and you think of all the county parks in the country, for goodness sake.
Okay, some of the other things you have going on this summer, and in fact, a number of them are in your district, Supervisor. You have the Night Glow Golf. That's at Lake Park in your district, along with Warnemont Park. That's continuing. That's a really unique thing.
And Hanson,
okay.
Yeah,
that's a unique thing to be able to offer folks. What else do you have? Anything special, other new things this summer?
Well, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do, sometimes when I walk through the halls of the Parks Administration, there's historic pictures of the old ski jumps and when we had the horse racing at Washington and things like that. One of the things that when I look around that, besides realizing you only get to be the director a little bit, is that you need to evolve. Obviously, you need to keep your green spaces and be the conservationist and do that. But at the same time, you need to understand the demographic and what people want. For instance, we had no dog parks when we got here. We didn't have any of the disc golf, and now we have five disc golf courses, and we hosted the World Championship because we had that asset. So this Night Glow Golf, it's really fun. So kids come out, or it is kind of a younger demographic, and you know they wear the glow-in-the-dark necklaces and the balls and then the tees, and you're out there, and people just have a lot of fun with it. In fact, the courses are filling up, so you just call and get a reservation, and off you go. It's a good time.
Let's talk about Mitchell Park. There are some enhancements happening there, too, in a partnership with the NFL and the Green Bay Packers, right?
Yeah. Journey House has just opened their new facility, and what a great facility that is down like on 19th and Pierce. It's absolutely beautiful. But then another one of their projects, and they've worked with the Clark Square Initiative and the Zilber Foundation, so they've had a bunch of community meetings and what have you, but is they got the old Lambeau Field, the Packer Field, so it's got the G on it and in the end zones and what have you. So it'll be our first really synthetic turf field in the system, and they're raising the money to put it in the backside of Mitchell Park. It's going to be pretty cool.
What do you mean from it's the actual playing field?
Yeah. Lambeau Field South.
So they just cut it up and bring it down, or how does that
work?
Yeah,
it is. It's in big like carpet rolls and what have you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. The drainage and what happens underneath it, that's where the real infrastructure is.
Well, I'm actually going to be doing some next weekend in my backyard, doing some sod work. So if you have a section of that missing, you might want to check my backyard.
Well, we thought about if we wanted to raise some money, we could cut it up and probably make more money on that. But I don't think the Packers would be happy with that. But the NFL also gave us a grant for $250,000 for it. So that's pretty cool.
Outstanding.
Stop and imagine the average 10 or 11-year-old dancing in the same end zone that Donald Driver has. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be just a thrill for many of the kids in the community. And this is nicely and centrally located in our county.
And we want to make sure there's a lot of public access to it. That's the thing. Everybody can get on there and use it.
Is that close to where the bike trail goes through or not?
Well, you know where the domes are themselves. And if that would be, say, on the northwest corner, this would be on the south end of the park.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else is going on? We have a partnership with the YMCA.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. It was the YMCA and Northwestern Mutual Foundation. They gave us a grant. And the fun part is, being older, we all used to play those games. I don't know, kick the can and just all those different things. And
that game has been played at the county for a while, but that's a separate issue, I think.
Boom, boom, boom. That's hilarious. Either way, so we're taking it out to all the different parks. We did it last year, and it was tremendous success, and so we're just building on that again. So if you want to take your kids out, and the parents get to play with them and learn the games as well, it's all spread out throughout the county of all these different parks. So go to countyparks.com, and you can get all the dates and times. I've got them right here. Hoyt, Jackson, Lincoln, Humboldt, all different nights of the week. It's pretty cool.
Hey, we appreciate their support, too. Mm-hmm.
I think it's fair to say that nearly any night of the week during the summer, you will find a concert, a live concert, somewhere in our park system. Whether it's Humboldt Park and the terrific series they have going there, my wife and I attend regularly, or in my district, Lake Park, where they have Musical Mondays. People show up with picnic baskets, bottles of wine, a little cheese, dinner, buckets of chicken. It's just, and the entertainment's terrific. And then on Wednesdays in Lake Park, they also have children's concerts, Wonderful Wednesdays. So, and throughout the park system, I mean, it's really pays to go to that website and take a look, because you'll be astounded.
Let's talk about Lake Park for a moment, because you had a ceremony several weeks ago in Lake Park. Unfortunately, I think it rained that day, but you were dedicating the new Lion Bridges in Lake Park.
Right. They've just done an absolutely wonderful job, our Parks Department, working with DPW and State. I believe the State was involved
DOT.
In much of the funding, State DOT. And it's just the restoration of a wonderful, wonderful landmark. So I'd encourage people to get over and take a look at that as well. It'll be there for another 100 years, so there's no rush. But it's worth looking at.
Another
to take care of those old Olmsted bridges and what have you. You know, you look at the historic part of that, and you think that that's part of what we're responsible is to leave it better for the next generation. But can I tell you, this was an idea that you first heard it here. But, you know, the park system, has won so many awards. When we were looking at those lion's heads, we thought, you know, maybe what we should do is take those and put them in a 3D thing and actually start giving out awards. So something to roar about is what we're thinking about. You're the first to hear it here. But for all our partners, look at how many people have stepped up to help out the park system. You know, I mean, I wish it didn't have, but that's what the world, anyways, whatever. But you get what I'm saying. But I'd like to give out those awards for people that, and a whole bunch of different categories, and do it after that lion's head. I think that'd be pretty cool.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. So it'd be the Lion Awards?
Harold.
That would be a lying shame.
Okay. Harold.
Over the roaring mane.
Okay, boys.
Let's talk for a moment about the deferred maintenance. And we've seen some successes with the number of projects, including in Lake Park, and some recent enhancements that were made in South Shore Park and Grant Park, thanks to Kohl's, I believe. Mm-hmm. But the county as a whole and the county board have been grappling with deferred maintenance for a number of years. In fact, just last month, the board again reaffirmed the audit that we received from the Department of Audit on parks infrastructure. Supervisor Broderick, where do we go from here in addressing this backlog?
Well, you know, we can celebrate, as we have just talked about, the many terrific accomplishments in our parks. But were our parks properly funded? And you'll recall in 08, our citizenry voted in the majority for a sales tax. Were it properly funded, we could catch up on this $276, and that's conservative, million-dollar deferred maintenance problems within the parks system itself. Until we have a source of dedicated funding, I don't know how we're going to do that. The public has asked for it. The state legislature saw fit not to entertain that. And now I'm very troubled by the fact that the business community seems to be talking about the use of a sales tax to fund a new arena when the public has already spoken on this matter. So that may be a bit of convenient amnesia on their part, but I think they need to be reminded that the public has weighed in the majority in our representative democracy and asked to be taxed for parks purposes. And I can't say that often enough, and I continue to repeat it every opportunity I have.
Sue, do you want to weigh in on that?
I'm the administrator, not the policy setter.
Good answer there.
Well, yes. It's the truth. I mean, I've learned that early on in my career, that let the people that set policy, and I'm there to carry it out. And if you really do cross that, it can get kind of mucky, you know. But to answer the questions to the audit, that is my responsibility. And every 6 months, we had to come back to the board, and I would write a report that said, I don't have any money. What would you like me to do? Obviously, longer than that, but that was the gist of it. And then my team and I, we kind of looked in the mirror and thought that we have more of a responsibility at least to offer up a plan and have somebody respond to it. So I didn't mean to put anybody in a box or to do anything, but you know, if it's $300 million, if you put $1 million in a year, it's a 300-year plan. So we went with $15 million a year, thinking that'd be a 20-year plan. You can kind of put your head around, okay, in 20 years, let's start chipping away at this. And that's why that number came out. So whatever the number is, I hope that we can commit to whatever and then move forward so you can do a strategic plan of where we're going in the future. And you know, when you look at some of the deferred maintenance, what we want to do also is that if we fix some of these things, it'll cut down our operating costs. Say if we got new light fixtures that were more energy efficient, things like that, that's going to help on the other side of our expenditures as well. And I could give you 100 different examples of that, but that was very well thought through in this report.
Supervisor Broderick, there may be some people in the audience that hear about all the glowing reviews of the park system, all the awards that have been won, and they may say that the parks are adequately funded. We don't need more funding. Apparently, our current funding level is working. What do you say to them?
Well, that has been a problem with public perception. The Gold Medal Award, for instance, in 2009, was awarded the park system for management under duress, management without the resources to properly care for this 15,000-acre park system. Now, with an adequate source of funding, as we suggested in launching the sales tax effort back in 08, the public could only imagine the possibilities of our park system with the kind of quality leadership we currently have. We're not getting as much as we could. We're getting a bundle from Sue Black and her dedicated, wonderful staff. but we're not getting as much as we could get had we appropriate funding, and that has been sorely lacking. So anyone who thinks that the park system isn't suffering, I think, need only take a walk through their local park and look at the deferred maintenance to understand the severity of that problem.
Well, we have just a few minutes left here. If there are any other events you'd like to mention, any other opportunities for people to get involved?
I have one. Sue has her passions, and I have mine. And there is a beer garden opening as kind of a pilot project in Esterbrook Park. And I think people are going to, once they find out about this, find it's going to be a terrific gathering spot, place where you can take the family, you can take food in, you can, you know. So I'd encourage people to take a look at it. It's about midway through Esterbrook Park on the riverside of the drive. And I'll be there for the grand opening if anyone wants to have a chat.
When is the grand opening? Do we have the date on that?
I'm not sure we
do. We're working on
it.
Yeah,
we're
working on it.
Well, who's our partner with that?
Well, we're building Hans Weisberger. What we're doing is we're rebuilding the boardwalk as well. And so we want to make sure that that's finished before, so it all opens at the same time. So we're in construction right now. It should be within the next, I would hope, 2 weeks for sure.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And again, if for people that don't know, that goes back to our history. And talk to John Goethe or Google it. You know, the idea was to kind of go back to our roots. The motto of the park system is pride and tradition. And a lot of times when we look back, like, okay, what did and how can we keep those alive? And that's this one. We tried one, and hopefully we'll get it right so that in the future we can take a look at that, learn, and maybe expand from it. So, yeah, that should be fun.
And I think it's important to emphasize that this is not some full-blown commercial enterprise. Mm-hmm. It's being treated with great sensitivity. It's a very temporary sort of idea.
Summer thing.
We want to experiment with this to see if we can increase park use through this means. Certainly, I'll get to the park just a little more often than I do now.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I think we've covered a lot in this. There's a number of other events and activities we have not mentioned. Those would all be on countyparks.com.
Yeah, as it all comes through, you know, we've got our big events. If I can just go through the...
We have time.
We've got Bradford Beach, obviously. The opening of that's going to be on June 16th.
And that has changed a little bit too, right?
Yeah, we've got a new group down there, and they actually put a bunch of money into the actual infrastructure, redoing the restrooms, redoing all the cracked concrete, the deferred maintenance type things down there. And it's really, I think it's just such a good draw to Milwaukee for a lot of different reasons on what we've done down there. People feel like they're on vacation. You've got U.S. Bank is doing the fireworks again. We've got a bunch of fun runs on the lakefront. The water ski show is going to be August 3rd and 4th. If you haven't seen that, they say that lagoon down at Veterans is the best place to water ski, like in anywhere in the world. I've met people, the women and men that are down there, and I'm like, really, our lagoon? And they love it because there's no wave action,
yeah,
like you're
it's so
on a
calm.
Lake.
Yeah.
And they get viewing from 300 and, you know, all the way around. And also that it's in the city. They say usually when they have a water ski show, they're trying to bring people out to some lake. Well, that it's right here. They absolutely love it. So it's one of those things that we just take for granted, and it's right in our own backyard. Obviously, we've got the air show. A lot of people love the air show. There's some neighbors that could do without it, but it's only a couple of days.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, we've got the car show on the lakefront, the kite festivals, and we're bringing back Rock the Green. It's that whole... green festival that tells everybody about sustainability. That's going to be wonderful. Anyways, again, go to countyparks.com and it's all on there.
And then do you have a way that people can subscribe to updates from the parks, or you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we do all that social media stuff. In fact, we're way ahead on it. The other thing that we're working on right now is to have a park app so you can get on there. So we're working with some of the universities in the area to help us to bring that forward. But I guess my final thought, if you want me to go there, is that I'm just hopeful. I'm hopeful for the future. You know, I really am. When you've got, you know, Chris Abley, now he's in for 4 years. You've got Marina Dmitrievich as the new chairwoman. You know, she's very inspirational on where she wants to take us and the county board. I'm just hoping we can all come together, we can collaborate, and we can really come up with a plan for the future for the next generation. It's our responsibility. So I'm just hopeful. You know, there's some days when you're like, you know, and you just don't feel so, like, is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Well, with everybody sitting in their chairs and, you know, Jerry, with you as the head of the parks committee, I really think that we can turn this thing around and execute a plan. I really do. Everybody out there listening, I'm telling you, I'm going to give it my best, and hopefully we can all push together.
Sue, I think you've tied a perfect bow on the top of this conversation here. Supervisor Jerry, Parks Director Sue Black, thanks to both of you for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Harold. Well, same time next year.
We'll do it. All right. We'll take a look at next month's Inside the County Board in just a moment. Stay tuned to News Talk 1130 WISN.